Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
So what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
You're now going to override.
We did it already. That's the law. An orange zone and a red zone. Follow the facts.
I'm still confused.
Well, then you're confused.
I'm confused. And
then I'll tell you what you mean.
Parents are still confused as well. The schools are in New York City
tomorrow. You're confused.
No, I think parents are very confused as well.
Read the law, and you won't be confused.
Dr. Randy Tobler joining us. Kind of fun to listen to Governor Cuomo up there chewing out a reporter. Randy, I know a lot of people that are still confused. I don't know whether or not my daughter's got to wear a mask when she's swimming now because of what happened in St. Louis County yesterday.
I'm telling you, this is getting crazy. And unfortunately, the officials are losing more and more credibility as time goes along because, again, they just refuse to admit what we don't know and refuse to admit the unpredictability and the uncertainties we have. I think if they were honest and if they just came clean and said, look, we're taking our best shot. This is our common sense approach. We're trying to balance. We get it. We're trying to balance liberty with economic security. And can we all agree that when we're in a closed space for some length of time, unless you're the guy doing the speaking, and maybe even if you are, you should probably keep your mask on. You know, let's just be common sense. But it is just gone off the rails with what's going on. It's just crazy.
Well, it is crazy. Nobody knows what to believe. I mean, I enjoyed a fine lunch at Bartolino South the other day with my friend Chris Arps. You know, we wore masks in. They were still had all the precautions they'd had before. They just chose to stay open in defiance of Sam Page's order because he made that ruling, which seemed pretty arbitrary, with very little evidence that it's that restaurants are the problem. And the effect of it is to deprive a lot of employees in St. Louis County of their livelihood.
That's right. And I mean, again, what are the spinoff health effects, you know, the direct health effects that happen when, as Donald Trump likes to say, the cure is worse than the disease in that case. If that person ends up out of work, maybe doesn't get follow-up for some chronic disease they have or can't afford medicines that they've been paying a copay for, if they, God forbid, get so despondent because they used to be the breadwinner for their family and now they can't and they hurt themselves or they hurt someone in their family, it just goes round and round. And those kind of unquantified risks are not ever really mentioned in the equation, again, by the experts. You don't hear them, or the so-called experts, the leaders. Yeah. They're not experts. Yeah. And, you know, you played that Cuomo quote. From what I recall and understand, what he talked about the orange zone and we have these protocols in place and, you know, this is nothing new. It wasn't a law. It was an Andrew Cuomo edict, wasn't it? I mean, it was like an executive order.
I thought so. I mean, but
these people are just gathering power. Man, you talk about power corrupts and absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. We are seeing it. The Webster Dictionary definition of that phrase, for sure.
Yep. Authoritarian. There's no doubt about it.
Sir.
Dr. Tobler, you told me one of our discussions yesterday was about the fact that there may be some new rapid test that you could take at home to show you whether or not you're COVID positive or not. It's obviously not available yet, but you got some guidance on this yesterday, correct?
Well, it's not only that. It's come out earlier about the rapid antigen test. Any what's called an antigen test, Those are the tests that can turn around results rapidly. So that would be the first one that was popularized, you know, earlier in this thing was the so-called toaster from Abbott, where just a nasal, Mark Siegel had one on the Fox News. He actually had one on one of the programs. But the salivary tests that are being developed and coming out, the simple nasal swabs, which can turn around. There's a machine that all the nursing homes are using. The state distributed to nursing homes here in Missouri. And those are called antigen tests. So what those do are they just pick up fragments of the antigen that are there, and they're not nearly as specific or sensitive, meaning there can be more false positives and false negatives. They're just not as accurate as what are called the PCR tests, where they actually are looking for the virus and they replicate it over and over and over and again. That's why it takes a while for that process to occur, and then you finally get a result, you know, a few hours later.
Right.
And so a guidance came out from the FDA that is instructive, and it goes like this. The false positives, which I think is what I'm more concerned about with anything, when you're screening people that aren't symptomatic and you're then declaring them either infected or not, you really want to try to minimize the number of people that are falsely labeled with COVID, because that, of course, inflates the numbers. It creates more hysteria. It gives people like Sam Page more ammo in their gun, you know, a larger charge to be shooting. And it turns out that the lower the prevalence in a community, the higher the number of, the lower the predictive value. For example, let's say you have a 10% prevalence, a real prevalence, 10% of the people in a community have it. If you have a test that's 98% accurate, so only 2% false positives, that would mean that 80% of the population would be positive of the people you screened. So if you brought in the next 100 people and said, okay, take the antigen test, the quickie test, only 80% would actually be positive. 20% would be false positive. If you take a population that has a 1% prevalence, I mean, somehow some great seer above can tell us, yes, we know it's a 1% prevalence based on good testing, and you take the same sensitivity and specificity rate, only a 2% false positive rate, but you have a very low prevalence of the disease, 70 out of 100 people would be false positive. So you can see that the predictive value of one of these quick tests goes down and down and down as you get a lower prevalence in the community.
Yeah.
So when you're screening populations that have a low prevalence with this rapid test, you're going to have more and more false positives, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
So we have to, what they're recommending, and they're true. Let's say Mark Cox, let's say Entercom decides that we're going to screen everyone once a week. And, you know, I don't know what the prevalence is in the building. I think it's pretty low from what I can tell. And all of a sudden, you know, Mark and Tricia come up positive. But you guys are absolutely asymptomatic. Everyone's feeling great. And, you know, they shouldn't send you home before they, or if they do, they should get a confirmatory, super accurate test that has a low false positive rate before they declare you. They should confirm it, is what I'm saying.
Not in corporate
so you
America.
Be very careful about how to interpret these things.
Yeah, that's not how that's working. You know what? I want to get your thoughts on this before we run out of time. Speaking of low prevalence occurrences, I'm looking at these vote results in Georgia, in some places in Wisconsin, in Michigan, where the Wayne County Board of Canvassers, the two Republicans on the board, are trying to rescind their approval, their certification of the vote there, because 70% of the wards reported problems that, you know, that weren't answered before they wanted to certify the election. What's your take on these challenges around the country, Randy?
I think they ought to go on as long as they have legs and as long as they have some evidence. And I hope that, again, in the pursuit of honesty and truthfulness and authenticity, which is the conservative brand, that is what will win the day 4 years from now when another election occurs. I guarantee it. But we have to maintain that credibility. So if there is truly evidence of wrongdoing, whether it's negligent, fraudulent, or just an error, needs to be followed to its very end. And every vote, not just whether they matter, whether it's a 100 votes here or there, every vote needs to be accounted for properly. On the other hand, I'm very, very concerned, aren't you, Mark, that there's a lot of silence from the Democrat side. If they really were so confident of this election, instead of attacking the people that are trying to question these things, they'd say, absolutely, it should be an open book. Let's wait and let's defer the electoral process, like we decided to mail in ballots. We, on the front end of this election, we changed the protocol. Let's change the certification dates and all of that on the back end, until, because we know we won. If the Democrats did that, it would be the most honorable thing, and it would be the first road to healing. If they want to take the first step on that road, they need to do that. But of course, we know that the Democrats and the left will do anything to get power. The ends always justify the means. So watch that. If you see the Democrats obstructing and obstructing more, watch out, because I think there's more and more truth to be found.
Well, I pointed out earlier from some of Joe Biden's comments the last couple of days.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything that led me to believe that he wanted unity. It almost sounded like he was still campaigning. That is an indicator right there that they're a little unsure of what's going to happen in a couple of these states.
Yeah. And you see Schumer, I tweeted Schumer the other day. I mean, he's piling on. The Republicans, he's on beating the drum on the Heroes Act. We need to pass the Heroes Act. Yeah. The Republicans had already come way far past center in compromising with Nancy Pelosi in a relief act. And if they think that unity and healing means just roll over and do things what we say and shut up, they got another thing coming, because they're going to make the resistance look like a pop gun compared to what the conservatives are going to give them in terms of resistance.
I love it.
Randy, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Always. See you then.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate that.
Same to you, bro.
You bet. Dr. Randy Tober. Listen to the Randy Tober Show every Saturday morning here on 971 FM Talk at Randy Tober MD on Twitter.
Get more at 971talk.com.